This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. By my reckoning, this is a real winter. Although relatively shallow, the snow has been constant. The little that melts or is blown away is regularly replenished. The wood stove has been in continuous use, as most days the thermometer has hovered at or just below freezing. We did recently have a short warm spell, enough to reduce the snow cover to just an inch or so above the ground surface. This temporary reduction revealed just how much activity had transpired without our notice in the clearing around our home. Within the snow, a faint gray network of tunnels sprawls in every direction. This crisscrossing series of passages marks the coming and goings of eastern meadow voles through the subnivian zone. This layer of snowpack provides many benefits to the voles. Insulated by the snow and close to the ground, this relatively temperature-stable layer permits the voles to travel through the thatched carpet of decaying grasses and herbaceous plants to gather food. Meadow voles have been known to strip the bark from small woody plants to reach the cambium layer, with girdled plants revealed by the retreating snow in spring. Although sharp-eared predators, including foxes and coyotes, can still hear the rodents moving beneath the snowpack affords some protective cover for these dark-furred rodents as they navigate a predominantly white landscape. Rodents have adapted a number of means of winter survival. Chipmunks are known to enter torpor, temporary periods of reduced activity and lower body temperatures to reserve their energy, emerging only on the warmest days. Woodchucks are true hibernators, passing the winter in burrows beneath the frost line in a state of suspended animation. Although mice are capable of entering short intervals of torpor during periods of scarcity, their willingness to cohabitate with humans has led many mice out of the cold and into the warmth of our houses. Voles remain active through the winter, but rarely enter houses. Contending with the season's challenges requires meadow voles to forage frequently and to construct sheltered places to rest and reserve their energy. I have found a handful of vole nests over the years, mostly by accident when overturning a scrap of lumber or rolling a log aside. In some springs, I found the damp remains of nests in open areas nestled within the labyrinth of tunnels. Composed of fine interwoven grasses, these shaggy spherical shelters offer wintering voles added insulation beneath the snow, further reducing their heat loss. Although voles produce several litters of young through the year, territorial and breeding behaviors are reduced at the height of winter. Pairs and sometimes small groups of voles will sometimes huddle together in these nests to keep warm. These winter homes are a liability during warm spells, as the tufts of dry grasses and other plant materials easily wick water from the melting snow and absorb winter rains. Damp, exposed nests quickly freeze as temperatures fall. Winter is the most deadly period in the relatively short lives of meadow voles. Populations fall to their lowest levels in the lead-up to spring. Mild, snowless winters are particularly dangerous for voles, exposing them to the elements and greater risk of predation by raptors. While meadow voles are often regarded as a pest by farmers, gardeners, and orchardists due to their crop damage, these small mammals do play important roles within the landscape, dispersing seeds and serving as an important food source for a wide array of predators. Fortunately for our resident voles, those recently exposed tunnels are now beneath 5 inches of fresh, powdery snow. The 7-day forecast is calling for more snow throughout the week before a mass of frigid air blows in from the northwest. Temperatures are expected to fall well below freezing. While our raised beds have been pilfered by voles a time or two, I am glad to know that our clearing's meadow voles will be safe within the subnivian zone when the winds come whipping. Though I do hope they keep their teeth off our chokeberries that we planted this spring.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.